the rest of the story. And this is the story of the biggest blowout in football history. The most lopsided score ever. It might be sad if it were not so funny. The game took place one October afternoon in 1916. It was a showdown between Tennessee's Cumberland University and Georgia Tech. More specifically, between Cumberland's player-manager George Allen, no relation, by the way, to the recent pro coach, and Georgia Tech's Titan coach, John Heisman. Tell you right now what you might already have guessed. The big winner was Georgia Tech. Of course, Coach Heisman continued to distinguish himself in college football. The annual Heisman Trophy is awarded in his name. But what in the world could the future possibly hold for the other guy, the brains behind the biggest bungle in the history of the game? Well, George Allen's encore is the rest of the story. Fired with enthusiasm the day of the game, George delivered a passionate pep talk. Cumberland trotted out onto the field to receive the opening kick. The receiver was nailed where he stood. Downs 1-3 went nowhere. Cumberland kicked. Georgia Tech ran it back to the Cumberland 20 on first down, touchdown. And it went on like that. The score was 63-0. 63-0 at the end of the first quarter. 126-0 at the half. Surprisingly, Cumberland players sustained very few injuries. Of course, they spent most of the time running in the same direction as the Georgia Tech players. One Cumberland back who managed to hang on to the ball took off down the field toward his own goal, and with the Georgia Tech defender pursuing him, he crossed his own goal line. He ran through the end zone and jumped a fence on the other side. Anything to get away. After three quarters of play, the score was 180-0. Cumberland manager George Allen substituted himself as fullback for a while, produced some negative yardage, and returned to the sidelines. By the final minutes, Cumberland players were looking for places to hide. One of them actually tried to conceal himself under a blanket on the Georgia Tech bench. And when Coach Heisman called over and told him he was on the wrong side, the Cumberland player replied, "Oh, no, I'm not." Dozens of records were set that day. Dozens of records that stand to this day. Just for one example, neither team made one first down. And, of course, for entirely different reasons. And the final score is utterly unparalleled in the annals of football, college or professional, probably even sandlot. Georgia Tech, 222. Cumberland, nothing. 222 to zip. So, what was left for Cumberland manager George Allen? He was responsible for football's biggest ever failure. He was creator of the most self-destructive game plan ever. Nobody ever blew it as he had blown it. Now, where would he go from here? Where would this abject failure take himself next? Well, he went into politics. He went into politics and became a presidential advisor. And through three administrations, Roosevelt's and Truman's and Eisenhower's, and now you know the rest of the story.